Today we turn our attention to the fifth little talk on Parshas Nitzavim. We'll do Chamishi. We saw in yesterday's study a movement toward return, initiated by the Jewish people who spread out across the world to the ends of the heavens, take it to heart and return to God. And He returns to them, enables them to return to Him, brings them back to the land of Eretz Yisrael, and opens their heart in new and wonderful ways. Now, in Chamishi, we learn what more He will do in response to our movement toward Him. V'nosan Hashem Elokecho es kol ha'olos ho'ele al oyvecho v'al sonecho asher redofucha. And God will take all of these curses which in the past befell you, and He will inflict them upon all of your enemies, all of those who persecuted you. You will, in a certain sense, live to see revenge. Not just idle revenge, but the revenge of justice. Your tormentors, your enemies, those who did all of these horrible and cruel and sadistic and evil things to you, they will now suffer the curses, and worse than you had to suffer. You don't stand there and gloat about the suffering of others, but rather you have now an opportunity to turn back that much more. It's a long process. You've begun it. Continue it. And do all of His mitzvahs. You started with some of them. Now you can do all. V'hosircho Hashem Elokecho b'chol ma'aseh yodecho. In Pasuk Tes, God will give you much. He will give you abounding prosperity in everything that you do. B'fri vitnecho, with the fruit of your womb, with your children. U'v'fri vehemtecho, with the fruit of your animals, your cattle. Uvefri admoscho, with the fruit of your land, with crops, letova, all for the good. And then, the most beautiful picture. Ki yoshuv Hashem lo sus olecho letov, ka'asher sos alapasecha. God will rejoice with you. God will be happy with you. He will take delight with you. Is what a beautiful image. God is now playing with us. He's delighted. He's romping with us. He is sus. He is full of sason, full of this overwhelming joy. Ki sishma b'kol Hashem Elokecha, because you've reached the stage now where you're obeying God, listening to His voice. Lishmor mitzvosov v'chukosov, to obey His mitzvos and His statutes. Hakesuvo b'sefer ha-Torah hazeh, those which are written in this book of Torah. Ki sashuv el Hashem Elokech. All this will take place because He just began the process and you turned to Him, toward Him. B'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha. But you did it with all your heart and with all your soul. And here, in a concluding remark, I would like to focus on the words of the Ibn Ezra on this very last pasuk and tell you what I think he means. What does it mean that you will obey the mitzvos and you will return to God with all your heart and with all your soul? As if they're two different things. The Ibn Ezra writes, of course he always writes so cryptically, you never can be quite sure that you understand what he means. He writes, Ki ikor kol ha-mitzvos shom. Yes, most of the mitzvos are kesuvo b'sefer ha-Torah. Yeah, they're written. They're in the book. Look it up. V'im heim tzrichim pirush kabbalah. Indeed, what's written needs its interpretation. The written Torah needs the oral Torah. The Torah shebiksav needs a Torah shebalpeh. V'lo tihiye shemuro ad sheyihye halev sholem. The Torah as it's written is one thing. And you can keep it and keep the letter of the law, and that's one thing. But what's necessary is that you keep it with a whole heart. Means, when will you listen to the words of God? When do you know you're really following? When is that? Not when you just follow what is written, because that could be mitzvos anoshim melumado. You can do that as out of routine, out of habit, out of conformity, out of blind observance. God wants you to do it b'chol avovcha b'chol nafshecha. Then you're listening to God. Ki mitzvos hashmira im halev. Lishmor shmira is not just obedience. It's obedience with a heart. Rachmono libo boy. God wants our heart. And that's why it concludes b'chol avovcha u'v'chol nafshecha.